the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Thank you again for having me in your living room one more time on this Saturday night. Got a lot to talk about. Got a lot to go over news-wise. Hulk Hogan is back in the news again. Good grief. AJ Styles is there. Possible Diva Tag Team titles. The hell? The piggyback EC3 beat Matt Hardy for Metal Mayhem to retain the TNA title. I'm starting to think Tony C and Randy might be right about EC3. God, I can't believe I admitted that. World War Emma is in the news, and so much more we have to go over tonight. Your way to get into the show, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Hit us up, rantemradio.com. Click on the chat listen live button and you can hear right from the chat room. I can also see what you guys are posting. I am here and right now nobody is in the chat room. Ted Turner's WCW is in the chat room as well. Thank you guys for being here. I do appreciate that as always. Other ways you can get into the show, or listen rather, the TuneIn Radio app. Most phones, I believe it is. I know it's on Android. I believe it's also on your iOS or your iTunes, your Apple device. You can download the app. Then search for Rant Entertainment Media and we will be right there. So don't forget to check that out if you're on the road or if you're mobilizing this evening. Nobody, what's up, man? I appreciate you guys being here as always once again. Follow along on Twitter at Wrestling Call In. On Facebook under the Wrestling Call-In Show, any email correspondence you may have, twcis999@gmail.com is the email address. So if you have anything you want to throw at me there, any interest music, any questions you have for me, feel free to fill up that email box. I do appreciate it. And yes, we are live. We are live. Hulk Hogan is back in the news this week. He reminded me of OJ. You know, you want OJ, you got off. You got off. You need to go somewhere and sit down. Don't put yourself back in the news. This dude is back in the news again. And apparently look like he could serve jail time for lying to lawyers through a Gawker case. So, what are you doing, Hogan? Lying to the FBI and the lawyer for Gawker? I don't get what you're doing, man. You can serve jail time for what you're doing. Serious jail time. Hulkamania can't help you for that. Ain't no way in the world. Oh my goodness. CM Punk is already talking trash too. I'm gonna bring that up later, but CM Punk is talking trash. Like he's the last person that needs to talk trash about anything or anybody. Says that Hulk Hogan is getting exactly what he deserves. Sam Putney, you need to shut up because you're the last person that need to be talking about anybody whatsoever. Whatsoever. Got a 4 billion day reign as champion. And you leave the company because you couldn't handle our mania? You left the company because you couldn't handle our mania. Really? Just damn ridiculous. Damn ridiculous. Question that was asked to me the other day. And I want to ask you guys, see what you thought. RantEmRadio.com. Doing this in the chat room. I want to ask you guys, NXT. For the longest, NXT has been the B show. That's right. I said it. NXT's been the B show. SmackDown's more of the C show and a promo show for Raw. That's what SmackDown is. And SmackDown is also a place where they give us anything. They turn us anything and say we're supposed to like it. It's even been rumored that Vince is not going to the SmackDown shows. So creators just putting anything out there and expecting us to like it. Let me ask you guys this. NXT, is it on the decline compared to where it was last year at this point? Is NXT on a decline? What do you guys think? Hit me up, rantemradio.com, 706-993-4606 is that number for you to call in. I am here. I am live, waiting on you. This show is about you, not me. You guys make this show. So let me hear what you guys to say. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Want to talk about EC3 for a second very quickly. We were kind of kidding around with it last week toward the end of the show, saying that he was the best champion in the two major companies. Do you guys agree on that statement? I know Randy has backed his support from EC3 several times on this show. So much so that he turned Tony C around on EC3. So what are you guys thinking? Is he the best champion out of the two companies? Something to think about. Something to think about. He may be right about that too. At the very least, he's booked better. At the very least. I want to get your thoughts. I want to know what you guys are thinking. Give me a call at 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Also, WWE Diva, I'm going to get this out the way right now, Rosa Mendez is pregnant. She is with child. And I don't know how many Rosa Mendez fans we have out there. There seem to be a couple. I was told that today that a couple of the guys, they love Rosa Mendez. They think she's all that. I disagree, but I didn't tell them that. But she is pregnant with child. So, from what I understand, I looked at the story, and from what I understand, they already have a name for the child. So, we'll see how long she'll be out, and if she'll even come back. And speaking of being pregnant, I saw a story last night, and I did get a chance to research it. I don't know if it was just rumor or conjunction. You know how the internet can be, guys. What is this Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella have both retired from WWE? Is that a true story? You guys enlighten me. I've always told you guys, I don't know everything. If I don't know everything, I need you guys to help me. I saw that in passing, did not get a chance to look that up. Chat room, if you know, please let me know. Please confirm that for me. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Let me go ahead real quick. Give me one second here. Some other things. So a lot of other news that came out this week. A couple of some more TNA stuff, too. I still said some pretty interesting things this week about TNA. New stable name for Becky Page and Charlotte. Apparently, the Submission Sorority was used in porn. So because the name was used in porn, it forced WWE to change it. Seems like the name is going to be PCP for Paige, Charlotte, and Becky. I'm starting to think the way she's looking, Charlotte's going to be your next, and you're going to be your next women's champion. Your next Divas champion, I should say. Would that be a bad thing for Charlotte? Would that be a bad thing? Would you guys get behind Charlotte in that? She's good in ring, but I don't know. The girl ain't ugly. But it's just built weird. It's not like seeing Naomi or Sasha with the title. But if anybody has to pedigree and someone who deserves it, it will be Charlotte. So we'll see. What are you guys thinking about that? 706-993-4606. Trying to see if I can find someone real quick. See if I can find someone real quick. Getting the call into the show, get his thoughts on everything that is going on tonight. me see here. There we go. Give me one more second, guys, as I send this Facebook message very quickly. As I'm doing that, let's look at some other things. Oh, real quick, tomorrow night, I want to let you guys know I will be appearing on the Jamie and Local Project Blog Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, so definitely check me out there. What do you guys think about Zack Ryder being on SmackDown? For that little bit of a match, Zack Ryder, really? He's still on WWE's payroll? Should have been gone. I talked to AA about that, and AA says he's a WWE superstar. Zack Ryder, no one wants to see you. We don't care about you, Zack Ryder. We've already said that. So why, again, WWE just throwing us anything and we're supposed to like it on SmackDown? This is very, very upsetting that we're getting the leftovers. But with the conversion of NXT, you're seeing some other people possibly coming up. Billy McKay, in case you don't know, former Shimmer superstar Jessie McKay. You might be seeing her soon. Oh, wait a minute. Down 17, Randy, what's up, man?
What's good, man?
How you doing, man?
How's everything?
Good, man. Good. How about yourself?
Chilling, chilling.
Good to have you here. Good to have you here. And you guys can do the same thing that Randy just did. 706-993-4606. Hit me up. Randy, real quick, man. I got to apologize to you. I meant to do it last week. I got to apologize to you about EC3. He's being booked as the better champion. He won Full Metal Mayhem the other night to retain. So I must apologize to you, sir. Your faith in EC3 was very well placed.
I've been telling you this, but no.
Yes, you were correct.
Like, listen, I'm the mic. You know, like what a lot of people say, he's bad in the mic. I don't think so. I see him putting effort on the ring. I see him doing, how can I put it, like, at a, you know, for something that's coming out of TNA,
mm-hmm.
I think he's giving it his all, you know?
Right. Oh, and I also just heard from my co-host, Big Tone. He'll be along with us in about 20 minutes. He's finishing up some stuff at the house. He'll be along with us in about 20 minutes. We'll have Big Tone here with us. Also saw Surfer just signing a Skype. Hopefully Surfer will call us as well. Join us on this great program this evening. Did you hear the story about AJ Styles?
No. When did it come out?
Came out the other day. His booking fee... it's $8,000.
Plus, how many?
$8,000 plus airfare and hotel. I don't know if that was a typo, if it was a 2-day appearance, but even at $4,000, that's a grip, man.
Okay, and yeah, I think AJ. Wait. Yes, AJ Styles or AJ Lee?
AJ Styles.
Okay, and you remember when I said last week about this bitch charging $15,000, and y'all was okay with it? At least AJ Styles did something in the ring.
That's true.
Something deserving, actually kept TNA alive while people was actually watching.
Yeah.
When this broad, what's her biggest thing? Get her ass kicked in and play a submission? Come on, man.
And have any, has anyone heard, and someone please let me know, I don't know everything, I don't claim to know everything, I'm not Nostradamus, what's this I'm hearing of Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella retiring due to having a baby? Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that. From the last thing I heard, he wants to get in the ring already, but WWE's not letting him because of a concussion.
Right.
Bree, from what I heard, Bree wants to have a baby and she wants to retire. Mm. But I don't think Brian wants to.
Well, we'll see what happens there. World Warrior Animal is tired of being questions about a WWE return. He said he's not going to come back. He said he's not going to come back at all. He is backing a new promotion over in Las Vegas called Revolution. And Revolution is going back to kayfabe, he says. Kayfabe.
Should he said World War Animal.
Mm-hmm. He's tired. He came out in an interview a couple of days ago saying he's tired about asking about going to WWE.
One second.
Yeah. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. He said he's tired about going back to WWE. He is going to back a Las Vegas promotion by the name of Revolution. And those guys are going to go back to the world of kayfabe. So we'll see how that works out.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Randy.
Yeah. Had to open the door.
Okay, cool. What is this? There's also some other rumors coming out of WWE this week. We may get Diva Tag Team titles. What do you think about that? Randy, you there? Randy? Oh, Randy dropped. Randy dropped. Let's see if we can get him back. There he is. You there, Randy?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Just dropped.
Oh, no problem, man. Came out this week that WWE may introduce Diva Tag Team titles. What do you think about that?
Man, honestly, okay. With this bullshit-ass revolution crap that's going on, which honestly is already getting old for me.
What? You don't like it? Thing?
No, it's okay. I don't... Honestly, okay, I like Becky Lynch. She's a good wrestler. And I like Sasha Banks. They're okay. She's actually the one I'm pushing for to go, you know, get their big, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole Paige and these old divas, come on, man. And now I'm okay with just one divas match. Now I need to worry about one divas match and a divas tag team match. Come on, man.
You saw two Divas matches on SmackDown. That wasn't good enough for you?
No, man, no.
What do you hate about it? Do you just hate the fact that it takes away from the guys, or?
No, it's just, we couldn't get back. The thing is, WWE, especially Vince McMahon, they're doing all of this to get you hyped. And then they're going to do what they usually do. They're going to water that crap down. Well, okay, we already got the attention. That's it. Too many matches again. And then when you watch the same fucking Divas every day, doing the same... Okay, there's a lot more guys, right? Than there's Divas. So, okay, you got the six Divas to stay doing all together. There's like... 9 Divas right now doing all this shit. That right. Team Bad with the Man Beast.
Mm-hmm.
You got this Paige and the what's her name? Becky Lynch and Charlotte.
You see this shit
every day. I'm already tired of watching them.
Mm-hmm.
And what they only got? They got like a week or two, 3 or 4 weeks already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already getting tired of this format already.
Why do you call Tamina the Man Beast?
Yeah, that's what she is. She's trying to eat poor little JoJo. Like, what the fuck?
She does look like little JoJo for real. Let me ask you this. With the changes that they've made over in NXT and sending those guys over to the WWE main roster, is TNA, in your opinion, on the decline?
Wait, say that again?
Is NXT, in your opinion, on the decline?
Oh, you mean like with all the Divas going up?
Yeah, and with Kevin Owens back on the main roster.
Well, I don't think it's going to decline because, you know, that's the whole point of NXT. you build them up, you bring them up so they could be in the main roster. Because, like, okay, like, I already told you, I'm going to go watch that Brooklyn, the NXT Brooklyn one.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm looking forward, and I'm actually going to both. I'm going to NXT Brooklyn, and then I'm going to go to SummerSlam.
Okay.
And I'm actually looking forward more to the NXT. Just because I know it's something more fresh, more thing. And for the fact that, I get the feeling this girl is going to get the title from Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say now you're going to have more people go after Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, who knows? Because if you notice, the other girls they got there
mm-hmm.
are trash. They are trash. So unless they get other people, I don't know.
Hold on, man. You call Emma trash?
Emma, okay, don't get me wrong. Her wrestling skills are okay.
Mm.
But she's stuck with a gimmick that, I'm sorry, she's another Santino. People see her as a goddamn joke.
Wow. Harsh words. But it's all good. It's all good. That's your opinion. Let me also get your opinion on Hulk Hogan possibly serving jail time for lying under oath. CM Punk is saying that he is getting what he deserves. In your opinion, Randy, is he truly getting what he deserves?
Honestly, look, you know, I will never agree with CM Punk.
Mm.
But.
Who has no business to be talking about anybody, by the way?
Huh?
Who has no business to be talking about anybody or anything when you look at the things he's done. I mean, the man had a 4 billion day title reign. And you leave the company because you can't headline WrestleMania?
He's a bitch. That's right. He's a bitch. He expected more. Like, when in reality, he didn't deserve none of that shit. I already told you. That whole year and whatever that he lasted, yo, I almost stopped watching wrestling because of it. But then I noticed, he got the title, but he's not the main focus. So who gives a shit? It's like he's walking around with a paper championship.
Well, go ahead. Hit us about Hulk Hogan possibly serving jail time. What's your opinion about that?
I kind of feel bad because all of this is falling on him, one after another. But, you know, you lied under oath and shit. You know. Right. You're going to have to pay for your shit.
I got you. Let me also head on back to the chat room. We got a couple of new folks in the chat room. We got hashtag A1 Adam. We got Stretch and we got Iron. Thank you guys for being here. I do appreciate that. My thing, man, Hogan, just shut up. Don't say nothing else. Just
keep your mouth
shut. Just shut up. I said that about OJ. OJ, just shut up, man. They gonna get you. They got OJ. And now they're getting Hogan. Just shut up. From one situation to another, Scott Hall is sending Paige creepy text messages. Did you hear about that?
Paige?
Yeah, he's sending Paige.
What is he sending, like? She's going to go there with a pitchfork, some garlic, and he's going to reveal the stunt to her or some shit. I don't know.
So wrong.
I'm telling you, she's a vampire.
Let me put my co-host in the queue. Big Tone, what's up, man?
What's up, people? Sorry I'm late.
Reach for the sky. Reach for the sky,
but what
boys.
Kind of creepy? Like, creepy sexual or creepy like... Bitch, I'll kill you, creeping.
Reach for the sky. Both. Reach for the sky, boys.
Reach for the sky, boys. What's happening? You know what it is. I apologize for being late. I had to handle some family business real quick. So, what's the business?
That's what it's about. I'll go ahead with the Scott Hall thing first. He sends Paige.
Oh, whoa. What happened to the bad guy now? Is he still, he went back to rehab again?
He sent Paige a creepy text message telling her that she is a naughty girl and that he should bend her over his knee and spank her.
Oh, that, you know, coming from the bad guy, it all depends on what kind of mind frame he was in. If he was fucked up, then it's creepy as hell. But if he was being funny, he's like, I'm going to come spank you like you're supposed to be spanked and try to get that ass. Come on now.
Big Tone, we got you on route. Did you hear about Hulk Hogan possibly serving jail time?
Oh, for the Gawker thing or for yes. What he said?
For what he said during the Gawker case. It was a July 2nd hearing that he's being under investigation for lying under oath during the deposition.
Oh, yeah, that's a guarantee. Because from what I see, I listen to his boy Bubba from time to time, mm-hmm. and they were talking about it the other day. Yeah, he did run his mouth and said the wrong shit in court, and they're going to get him. And open mouth, insert foot, even foot even further down your throat so you didn't laugh, you dumbass.
Exactly. It's like, right now, all eyes on you right now. Just shut the fuck up, man.
Exactly. Exactly. Shut up. Stay out of...
I'll say it before.
Stay out of the limelight. Stay out of the pictures. Go somewhere and chill the hell out. And be gone.
I'll say it again. I said the same thing about OJ. OJ, just shut up, man. They're going to get you, man. They're going to get you. Just shut up.
Yes. Yes.
They gonna get you.
The more you talk, the more they gonna get you.
They gonna get you. In the chat room, Stretch says, how can John Cena question Seth Rollins' title reign when Nikki Bella don't defend her title?
Oh, because that's his bitch. And you know he's Vince's ass, and he told Vince, don't take that off of her just yet. Come on now. We all know that shit. We saw that coming. Like I said, when he loses the U.S. title, she's going to lose that Diva belt.
Yep.
If it don't happen, what's up?
Yep. Iron says he has no...
But if you notice, her title hasn't been... Ever since they brought up the Divas Revolution, that's when she started defending her title.
That's a good point.
So, you remember, she was defending her title every pay-per-view and sometimes on Raw. When they started doing this Revolution bullshit, all they've done is tag team.
I guess they're trying to set it up. Yeah, I know. I think they're trying to set it up for the single shot when SummerSlam comes around. I guess they want to get all the tag teams out of the way. Then when just before SummerSlam, they're going to start doing it singles because they've got, oh man, how many they bring up? Charlotte, mm-hmm. Becky, Sasha. Naomi does need a run.
I love me some Becky Lynch, by the way. Everybody keeps making fun of Becky, saying she looks like the mouse, I think, from Tailspin. But, the little female mouse from Tailspin. Everybody keeps making, I forget
the mouse from Tailspin.
The mouse from Tailspin with the goggles on. Everybody keeps making fun of her. She does look like a dragon. I ain't gonna sit here and lie. She does look like her. But, I just got a feeling with the way they the way they booking her, man. I think Charlotte gonna grab that Divas Championship when it's all said and done.
Of course, Flair's daughter. Flair had the belt, the big belt, and it's her turn. Come on now.
Yep. And then you'll see. And then you'll see the rotation start going around. They're also saying that we may have Diva Tag Team titles.
Oh hell no.
You ain't seen that.
I didn't. We got into a little conversation on the page on the Rampage,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, "Oh, the person Divas could start a new thing and bloody blah." I'm like, "No, you saying that now?" But then after 2 months,
going to be shit. You haven't seen
exactly. It's gonna be fucking crap.
You haven't seen any type of women's tag title
since the Jumping Bomb Angels. World Federation tag women's tag team champions.
And what was that?
As long as Moolah had that belt. That's the last ones you've seen.
And that was what? That was what, back 83, 84, somewhere in that time frame?
85.
Yeah.
They had the last time they defended those belts before they retired was October of 85.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and you ain't seen them since.
Nope.
And if you notice, none of them are legit tag teams. They're gonna start pairing up girls that don't know how to fucking work together, and it's going to be fucking horrible.
I'll say this.
It's going to be horrible, but I see what they're trying to do. They're trying to get if they're going to put them in tag team divisions, they're going to see if who can spark up a good tag team themselves. They're going to try to make each other better. Like Brett used to say, him and Owen used to try to one-up each other in a tag match. When the Bulldogs were together, Davey Boy used to try to outdo Dynamite.
At
the same time, but make them both look good at the same time.
I'll say this, though. If you were to do it, Sasha and Naomi, there you go.
That's number one.
There you go. I can deal with that. Every day of the week, I can deal with that. We can deal with that every day of the week. If I can't get the Dollhouse, let me get them. And I'll be happy.
Oh, no. Hey. Don't. I miss the Dollhouse. Come on now. I miss them.
I know, right?
I miss them.
They're doing anything. NXT Big Tone, with all these changes, NXT on the decline compared to last year this time?
No.
I don't think so either.
No. They're retooling. That's all. See, you got to realize, that first crop of NXTers from last year, going up to the main roster. Now they're getting that second tier that was behind them. They're getting them ready. So
right.
No,
right?
No, you know what?
Now I had to apologize to Randy earlier. I didn't believe in EC3, but right now
I still don't believe in it.
But right now, Big Tone, right now. EC3 looking to be booked better than Seth.
Oh, I could have told you that.
We all see he's being booked better. He won against Matt Hardy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're not talking about the lunatic. We're not talking about Smokers Anonymous. Okay,
right.
My bad.
Right. We're not talking about the ultimate drug addict. We're talking about Matt Hardy. He beat him. He defended the title. So...
He beat him clean?
I think he did.
If remember, oh, his full made on mayhem, so of course it's not clean.
I gotta go back and see.
Okay, then if his full metal mayhem, yeah, he I don't know about that one.
I gotta go back
and see. Yeah, remember, Matt Hardy chose the match. Matt Hardy was the one that was low hype.
He put him over clean. We put him over clean.
I thought he did. So, you know, I gotta go.
Okay. I have to, boys, I'm going to be honest with you. I have not seen TNA in about 3 weeks. So I'm a little behind. I'm not going to lie to you. So I apologize. But I still say he sucks. That's just my personal opinion. Even though I'm going to say I haven't seen it in 3 weeks to see how he's doing. But from what I last saw, he sucks. Now, I got to bring it up now. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I have to bring it up now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, but I have to because I saw it yesterday, and it turned my damn stomach.
Bring it up, Big Tone. Bring it up.
What's this bullshit I hear that they're going to stop Lana's push and push that red-headed stepchild? I'm sorry.
Now, let me ask you this.
What is this bullshit?
I don't want to see Eva Marie either. I don't. Randy, I know you're the only person on this network. Randy, you are the only person.
Oh, man, I'm enjoying this so good.
He's gloating now because he knows we can't stand by seeing it.
You are the only person that want to see Eva Marie. Okay, y'all, but let me tell you, and I'm ashamed to say this, but Surfer, I blame you, Surfer. I blame you. I am now watching Total Divas. And Surfer, I blame you.
Oh, no, Lord, don't tell me you've gotten hooked on that shit.
I blame you, Surfer. I blame you.
Oh, no, not another one.
I blame Surfer. I blame him. It's Surfer's fault.
Not another one.
It's Surfer's fault.
It's worth the watch.
He told me it's worth it. I tried it off his recommendation. I tried it. It's Surfer's fault. Now I'm hooked. The only thing that saves it for me is Nikki.
Go ahead.
The only thing that saves it for me is Nikki. I mean, because when you see Nikki, you see how she dressed.
She's the star of that show.
She was all through London.
Everything revolves around her.
She was all through London with the breast assistants hanging out. I mean, come on, really?
That's London. Who's going to say anything about London? Come on now, that's London. Who's going to say something? I was stationed there for 2.5 years. I ain't going to say shit.
Oh, my goodness. Let me hit the nobodies. Oh, yeah, and I'm believe it or not, for the first time, I got some Lucha Underground news. I'm going to go and do it right now. Melina debuted in Lucha Underground. Yes, she did.
What?
Yes, she did.
Fine ass is back?
Yes, she debuted. She's in Lucha Underground.
Well, of course. She's married to John Morrison. Of course she's going to be there.
So if y'all want to know where she is...
What?
She's in Lucha Underground. You know where she is now.
Oh, Lord.
My goodness, you know where she is. Oh, my goodness. She's about as smart as a box of rocks, but
she got an ass from hell.
She looked good.
She looked good. But you know, I was like, I know it's gonna happen. Once like Johnny Mundo was there, I'm like, I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised she appears one day. And she speaks Spanish.
Oh, we knew it was coming. Yeah. We knew it was coming. Yeah, we just didn't know how long.
Didn't know how long it'd be, but she is back.
When you see one, you're going to see the other. Come on now.
She is back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, so I'm like, and she speaks Spanish and everything, so
mm-hmm.
I'll be surprised.
Oh, yeah. But she can go, but you got to realize, you got to remember, she can go.
Oh, yeah. I want to see her in Sexy Star Gladys. I want to see her in Sexy Star Gladys.
I don't know, that's really good. If she still is
every match.
And nobody says she's still fine as ever.
She is.
Oh my
god. But
goodness.
Listen, I heard you talking about Eva Marie. I wasn't saying
that turns my stomach. I do not want to talk about the redheaded stepchild, but if we have to,
let him get his piece in.
Y'all not seeing what I'm seeing. When Eva Marie, like, okay, she's not going to be a 5-star wrestler, but she's going to learn a couple of little stuff. And when she gets to the main roster, she's going
to
be
to beat her ass.
She's going to be the most hated diva ever. And when she starts winning...
They hate her now!
Right now on NXT, she's beating everybody. One by one. And people are hating that shit. So when that shit gets to the main roster, she's going to be the biggest fucking female heel. Just for the fact, and now she got the other men beat with her.
Which one?
She's The Rock's cousin or some shit.
I don't know what the fuck she is. Roman Reigns' sister? Rakishi's daughter.
That's a big girl.
Yeah, then it's Rakishi's daughter. Okay, I know you're talking about.
That's a big girl.
And she looked like she ate some.
That's a big bitch.
Let me, and that would be the thing that could get her over. But this is the same, let's not forget, this is the same company that gave us Kelly Kelly.
So let's exactly. And wasn't she your champion?
Kelly Kelly sucked.
No, Kelly Kelly sucked.
But she was champion.
Okay, but wasn't she the champion?
But she was champion.
For two weeks?
She was a champ for like a month.
She left it a little while with it.
Because I think she held it twice.
She left a little while with it.
And
as much as we didn't like her, because she came in some shit, but then she was a good girl. So she actually had her fans. But she as a soft. Heel, this. As a heel, Eva Marie is going to be the fucking shit.
We'll see.
I can't wait for this.
We'll see what she does.
She'll never be the heel as Jackie was.
Nope. But we got a couple of good things coming, because you see that since Tyson's been hurt, we got Natty back on the Divas roster. Natty's coming back. You'll get Eve.
Okay.
You'll get Eve coming back. So we'll see.
How about Eve Torres is married? I thought she was pregnant.
New Natty?
No, Eve Torres.
No, I said, no, As far as I know, no. I'm talking about...
I know Natty's coming back, yeah.
Yeah, Natty's coming back.
We know the professional Canadian hooker's coming back. Yeah, we know that. But,
We got Eva coming up.
Oh, I thought you said Eve. Oh, all right. Yeah, my bad.
Oh, snap. Nobody said kill it, Mr.
And then, this is one of the reasons why I hate... Sometimes I fucking hate wrestling fans with a passion.
Why?
It's like, they have this mentality of... Like, there's certain divas that they know will never give them... Even girls that look like that. Let's say a girl that looks like Eva Marie. You can say whatever the fuck you want to Eva Marie. That bitch is hot. That bitch got a nice body. She's pretty. She's everything.
How much she pay for it?
Hold on.
And how much did she pay for it?
Who gives a shit? I don't. It's like when people, she got fake breasts. I don't give a crap. I'm not touching the inside. I don't care about that.
What?
But anyway, what I'm trying to say, there are fans that are like, this is not like, really, motherfucker. Really. And you're like 600 pounds, and you can't even walk outside and shit, and you calling her ugly? Really?
We'll see what she does, man.
Corn chips and Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
And you said put the game down. Oh, snap.
He had to put Yu-Gi-Oh in there. Come on,
man.
Now.
Come on. Why you gotta do the Dark Magician like that, man? He ain't do nothing to you. Come on, man.
Or just aside, like, God, these fucking friends are so fucking stupid. Like,
dang. Poor Dark Magician. Poor Dark Magician girl. Oh, God. All right. Let's move on. It's being rumored that John Cena and Seth Rollins are set to feud for the rest of 2015.
For what? They both suck.
I don't understand it either. What are they going to do? Title versus title, really? All 2015?
Really? See, don't get me started on John Cena and Seth Rollins. Please don't get me started. But I'm going to anyway because I didn't get a chance to last week. Now, the way Big Tone sees it, mm-hmm. I'm a go ahead and book it now. Mm-hmm. SummerSlam's coming. Seth is going. He's going to put Seth over. Why? I have no fucking clue. That Monday night afterwards, Seth is going to run his mouth. Either Taker's going to come and get him,
uh-huh.
or Brock's finally going to slap the fuck out of him and take the belt back. If that don't happen, I hate to say it, but. That final, that next pay-per-view, Cena's 16-time world champ.
There's already a picture out in the world, and it could have been photoshopped, that shows John Cena with both titles. Could have been photoshopped, though.
Shit.
But there's a picture already out there showing that he is.
That'd be so cool.
He has both titles. No, what the hell you say? No, it wouldn't.
Hell no, it wouldn't.
The one will see that shit.
How you figure?
Why?
Because of this. Look, what the fuck has Seth Rollins? I'm a big Seth Rollins fan, but what the fuck he has done
Seth
with
Rollins
that?
Done shit.
Exactly, he haven't done shit with it. The biggest fucking title would, right now. The biggest title
why
right
they,
now.
Why would
you
the thing
say,
is? The thing is, why would they put both right belts on Cena? Why?
He's gonna make it important again. The same way he did with the U.S. thing, he's going to make that really important again.
Let me ask you this,
and then everybody's going to be happy. He's going to be 16-time champion.
Ain't nobody going to be happy about that but John Cena.
Yeah.
No, everybody ain't going to be happy about that.
Ain't nobody going to be happy about that but John Cena. Let me ask you guys.
That's about it.
I mean, but look, though, you kind of, WWE's kind of forced itself away in the corner. I mean, because that... There's a lack of a heavyweight division in WWE right now.
Exactly. Why would they put it back on Cena? And they haven't gave Roman his run yet, and he looks like he's fucked up because I've seen him get his head kicked off by Rusev on Thursday night.
Yep, and that was the ugliest super kick I've ever seen in my life. Rusev needs to be shot for that.
Yeah, I know, that was garbage.
That was garbage.
That was Stan Lane. He's making Stan Lane look bad.
And then he still got a two count off that crap.
I know, huh?
Terrible.
Now, the match that needs to be made is if they, and I said it 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
it needs to be Brock and Rusev.
Agreed.
You put the belt on Brock or Rusev and have one of them go after each other, I guarantee you that's money.
Particularly with Rock being
your money.
Favorite. Particularly with Rock being your safe. With Rock being
your favorite.
Anyone right
think Brock is going to get the title anytime
soon? I mean, if you don't. First of all, let me head back to the phone lines. Ralph, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys?
All right. Now, if you don't put that title, look. I was going to ask this question earlier, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it now since you brought it up. Is Undertaker's portrayal as an underdog, is that smart booking? Because I don't think nobody believes he's going to beat Brock.
That's dumb booking. Nobody, everybody knows he's not going to beat Brock. Put him to sleep at 30 with that F5. We know he's dangerous, but come on now. Do you actually think after that ass whooping Brock took at Battleground, you think he's going to let that go? Please.
But listen, this is all depends on what the hell Vince McMahon decides to do in the end. If he wants fucking this old Al Bundy lookalike motherfucker to get the pin on Brock Lesnar, that's what we're going to get. I hope not. And I won't be surprised.
No.
If you remember,
it's up to Brock.
One at a time,
Brock,
guys.
If you remember, at 30, Taker told Brock he was going to put him over.
Right.
He wanted to do that.
Right.
Because Brock was the biggest name right then and there.
Right.
So he's like, okay, you did this for me, I'm going to do the honors for you, I'm going to let you beat my streak.
Right.
Okay? He said he signed off on it. But he didn't sign off on that F5 and put him to sleep.
Sure didn't.
Okay?
Sure didn't.
He didn't expect that shit.
Sure didn't. He said,
okay, you beat me, that's fine. Paul Heyman rubbed it in. If you look at the booking, how they booked it out, rubbed it in as long as he could for a year, year and a half.
Yep.
And that made Taker get in his head and started getting him back in shape to come back and whip that ass.
Ted Turner's WCW.
Now, at Battleground, it was stupid. They should have saved it for SummerSlam, personally.
Yeah.
That's my personal booking. I would have did it at SummerSlam instead of
Now, Ted Turner's WCW in the chat saying Taker's getting his win back. But my point is this, and we talked about it last week very quickly, why even do this? It's going to be 21-1 regardless. So why even do this?
22-1.
But the thing is that if they have Taker beat Brock at SummerSlam, that might mean that come around Mania, they might do what they do with Triple H and Brock and then have Brock beat him again at WrestleMania, which kind of makes it look stupid.
No, I wouldn't.
And
if he wanted to make get the win, it should be at Mania. It should be, he wants to revenge the WrestleMania loss. I would do it at Mania. If he's got to drop it, if he wants to do it that way, I'd rather him do it at Mania.
Okay. I don't want to see that match.
Me neither.
I don't want to see that again. Hopefully this shit ends at SummerSlam and that's it. I don't want to see this shit ever again.
Now
it's going to happen.
The problem is, though, it's the fact that the shareholders combined with the counterwriters that they have now, that's what screws it up. And then you have, when you book these matches, that's kind of like, well, I wasn't 100% excited. I mean, yeah, granted, it's in like vicinity of me and all this stuff, and I'm bummed I don't get to go. But at the same time, I'm not 100% like, oh, this is great, seeing Taker back, because it's like, you know for a fact Taker's not a spring chicken. He's not. So it's not going to be 100% like a good match. I mean, it'll be a miracle if it is. That would be great. If it's a kick-ass match, good. I just don't know if Taker can actually handle it at this point, because he was up there in age, and when he came back, he does look like somebody's dad who came to beat up the schoolboy that's been picking on their child, and he had enough of it, or something like that. So it didn't 100% look good on his end. And then, you have the shareholders and these writers, and it's like, it's a big, one of the big four coming up. They're going to think, okay, let's set this match up so that way we can get a lot of people in the door admission wise, and then get a lot of people in the door in terms of getting subscriptions for the network, because that gets very like it's got like its peaks and valleys quite a bit already, and it's only had a year and some change after being finally a thing that people can subscribe to and then watch the pay-per-views and shit. But you know, it's not like everybody wants to see it, but sadly a lot of people do.
Now, let me get over to TNA one more time, and let me get your thoughts on this, guys. And we're going to go one at a time, okay? Al Snow says he is impressed with the work ethic at TNA, and that if TNA isn't successful, it's not going to be because of the bell-to-bell productivity of the talent, and that things could very easily change if he was in charge of the booking. Come on. Do you guys think this could be a little espionage from the inside to try to get in?
We're talking about Al Snow here.
Mm-hmm.
How many times has he been hitting the head like, with him and Mick Foley going at it? And he was in ECW. How many times he get hit in the head with a finger bar cane? Al Snow couldn't book his way out of a paper bag.
And by the way, he has no real power in terms of the outcome of the match. You can only tell people how to work a match. That's all he can really do.
Exactly.
Over there. So
he has
like,
the mind.
So he's not going to matter.
One at a time, guys. Yeah. Go ahead.
He has the mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. He has the mind for it, but they put him as Booker, he'd crash and burn in 2 weeks. Because this is not the late early 80s and the early, this is not the late 80s, early 90s when you can do what basically the kayfabe thing now.
Right.
He can't do that.
Right.
He can't go back and do ECW stuff. They're going to look at you like, really?
Yeah.
Are you stupid? Get that bullshit out of here.
Yeah.
So he's got to come up with something new, and he doesn't have the mind for it. Sorry.
Right.
They've done that on and off all the time, like in TNA. So like, if they're going to try to do that again, it's like, try to make lightning strike a second time after they tried 8 more times to do that. It's like, no, don't do that. Just don't. Like,
I'm
very unsalvageable at this point. So, I mean, if
that's long.
I mean, Dixie Carter's not already told her that, you know, no more money. That's it.
As long as they keep the dirty hands of EC3 booking, I don't give a shit who does booking.
We're not talking about extra crappy the third.
You're speaking about the best champion right now.
Magnus was a better champion than him.
Oh.
And I hate
you know, that. Even, you know what's funny? You don't even believe that.
Magnus made.
Nobody believes that.
Nobody really believes that.
Magnus made news this week. Magnus made news this week saying there is a possibility that he could go to Lucha Underground.
Bullshit.
You need to sit your ass down.
He has a few
high flying moves that are kind of nice, but that's it. That's all he can really do there. I mean, he could. I bet if he wasn't in TNA, he probably would wrestle better. I mean, that's what happens with a lot of people. And then you're like, oh, Ryan doesn't have 40-inch thighs. He could wrestle.
Mm.
Oh, good for him.
Let me ask you guys this. Does going back to WWE, does Dean Ambrose teaming up with Roman Reigns, does that stall the momentum for both guys? Let's take it around the room. Big Tom, go ahead.
No. Because, yeah, they were part of the Shield the first time. And if they decide to bring the Shield back together, they've already got the two pieces ready to go. It doesn't
exactly.
stall do they stall their individual pushes? No, not really. Because they know if each one of them needs the other's help, they got them back. It doesn't stall.
What you think, Randy?
I think, like, it's good no matter what. Because if they decide to do the Shield again, like Big Tone just said, you already got two pieces of the puzzles connected. And then, if you decide to have one of them, either or, starting to start problems with each other, to go against each other, you already got them right there.
Ralph.
So, either way, I think it's good. And on top of that, Roman Reigns could feed off from Dean Ambrose's fans and shit.
That's true.
Is a good thing.
That's true. What you think, Ralph?
Bringing them back as a tag team is not the best idea. Not for, like, you'll have to wait probably maybe even a decade. But in terms of booking-wise, it's good for now. Just because they actually work well with each other. Because they traveled up and down so much together that they know how to work well with each other and against each other. So I think in terms of just, like, going up against each other, it's fine. But other than that, I don't want the reunion of that just yet.
Hey, I got a quick question for you guys.
Sure, go ahead.
Who's the better worker, Brie or Nikki?
Nikki.
Nikki. And exactly. I don't know. That's all I want to say right there. Thank you very much.
I know why he's talking about that. Okay.
We're not talking about the Gatorface troll.
I will say what I'm talking about, because we have this little argument, and everybody, I don't know where the hell is that they seen this, that Brie is this excellent wrestler. I don't know where the hell is that they seen from, because Nikki is better on the mic, better on the ring, and she's actually interesting.
But let's not forget one thing.
Who's smoking that shit talking about Brie is better than Nikki? They need to see Stack.
A lot of the guys in the page. But then again, what people don't understand is, which I'm trying to tell them, Nikki has one thing attached to her, which is John Cena. People hate John Cena, so they hate Nikki. People love Daniel Bryan, so they love Brie.
I have heard that shit from so many people.
I don't know if you can say that though, because the reason why a lot of people would say Nikki, because if you go back and you look, particularly the second time around, when they first left, it was kind of a disappointment because they were just getting better. But now, if you look at Nikki actually took a page from Beth Phoenix's book. And she did go to John. She went to Daniel Bryan. She learned more. She learned how to be more of a power-based wrestler. That's why she uses a rack. That's why she uses that finisher. So, you know, she took the time to learn to get better. I think Brie stalled to me.
What's the biggest thing? Brie, Mo!
Yeah.
Bring that bullshit.
That bothers me. That bothers me so much. And the worst part is that she does some of her husband's moves. Mm-hmm. And that makes her look bad, but that doesn't help her case at all for her, like, getting better. Exactly. Like, and don't get me wrong, like, now she's kind of just a slight bit over her sister. However, there are times I do feel like that, like, now maybe, like, because sometimes it depends, too, because, like, from time to time it does change between the two. I'm not the only one that has nervous, right? Like, sometimes one is better than the other. And, I would say that one boring from her husband a little too much is not going to help her at all. And the other, just, like, the other using Beth Phoenix's move doesn't help her at all. But, like, they're both not people I would really put any titles on at all, because they're not necessarily somebody I would have as an anchor in the Divas division, unless people like the people who previously had the title left, and like Paige hasn't left yet, and Naomi is still there. I mean, why don't you just put the title Naomi? But I know they're kind of using the NXT Divas as a bit of a stalling tactic now, because they're kind of doing the same thing for the past 3 weeks, and I don't like that, because... I mean, I like them, it's just that if you have them doing the same thing, it makes it look like you just called them up to the main roster just to fill up time on Raw or SmackDown.
This is the best heel diva right now. It's Nikki. Nikki is she's hated to the core.
The only reason why they hate her is because she's been fucking John Cena for the last 10 fucking years.
Thank you.
Okay, exactly. So whatever you want to say.
And if you look at it,
So whenever she decides to lose that title, hopefully she beats the reign of that fucking overrated midget. That Cambodian.
see, now this is where I kind of disagree, because if it takes a bit to kind of be the person that kind of like hold it together when people already have left.
What she did was okay. I'll give her one thing, and it's that she was okay on the mic, but ever she wasn't no good wrestler. All she did was get her ass kicked, and then AJ. All she did, she was okay in the mic, and that's it. She was not a fucking good wrestler.
Hold up, guys. One at a time.
Are we seeing the same matches with her? All she did was get her ass kicked.
Go ahead, Big Tone. Yeah. Go ahead, Big Tone.
That's all she did. She fell, and then she applies that stupid ass finish.
Go ahead, Big
Tone. That's not believable, and then she wins.
Go ahead, Big Tone.
Yeah, but you gotta also remember that she did hold it together for the division. Like when the people who had the title previous to her left, and they were pretty good too. But unfortunately, the timing kind of came out of bad. Like everything kind of came out of bad time. So two people within a year span left. So like she had to be the only one with at least genuine, like passable wrestling ability. She isn't the best, no, but she had to be that person. It's like when Kevin Nash had a WWE title for like a year. He had to be their champion because they couldn't really put it on anybody else.
And let me also
say,
it
wasn't about them deserving it. It was just they had to be the person there. That was their anchor.
And let me also say, one at a time.
Okay, you can say all of that, but my argument is that I'm tired of people saying that she's a good wrestler when she's not.
But I will say
she's
this.
Not the best.
No. People put her in the light like she's the fucking greatest diva of all fucking time. People were comparing her to fucking oh my god, I can't wait for her and Trish Stratus to have her and Lita have a match.
She's a glimmer of hope when nobody else could really wrestle though.
She's a good seller. That's what she was.
But Randy, you also got to look at
at least booking wise, it made more sense because you know how like that one title defense, I think, was it on Battleground or like before that, where like her sister came in and then took a few hits and then she came in and then did the racket. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Why didn't the referee disqualify her in the match or something like that? That doesn't make any sense. It's like you had somebody run in the ring for you. That's kind of stupid.
Plus, Randy,
it's like, and then nothing was wrong with that.
And plus, Randy,
I have like never celebrated more in my life than the day that Brie kissed her, and then she just got a rack attack and got pinned 1, 2, 3. I'm like, god damn, this fucking overrated era finally finished.
But Randy, you looking
and at the way it was done was beautiful.
But Randy, you're looking at things a little bit differently than most. You gotta remember the reason why those two divas left and put Paige in that position. WWE did that to themselves.
You gotta remember back when Kelly was champion, they weren't doing shit at that time, and so Beth had to be their champion for a while, and she didn't even do anything because they freaking booked that terribly too. They made her look like a punk bitch, or like that she had to cheat to win, or that she couldn't stop the unstoppable Kelly, even though it made no sense.
Right.
Like AJ could actually beat her ass back when she was in NXT, and she didn't even know how to wrestle like that yet.
And then you lost Caitlyn. And why do you lose Caitlyn? Because they were not using Caitlyn correctly. So
listen, I heard people say this, and I'm like,
Caitlyn, that was the people.
When CM Punk bitch decided to leave, and then he announced that he was going to UFC, he was like, oh my god, yo, AJ's probably going to go to UFC too. Can you picture this fucking little Cambodian boy in UFC? It'll be a mess.
CM Sissy Boy. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but CM Pussy Boy is about to get his head kicked in, no matter which way he decides to go.
He's not. As much as I don't like the dude, UFC is not stupid. He's a milk money seller. He's going to pick his matches. He's going to have a nice long reign. And whatever division he's on, that he's going to win the championship. He's not going to lose it anytime soon.
Let me ask you a question.
Can we all agree that they're going to make him lose his first fight, just like they did with Kimbo and Brock? I'm just calling it like how I've seen it.
Let me ask you a question, Ray.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you with that.
They might do a work of a run for him, like so when he'll be there for a certain amount of time, they'll just have everything kind of be a work, and then he'll have his ass handed to him before and after he has the title. So it's like, forget it.
Let me.
But the thing is, go ahead, Ro. I'm sorry.
I was about to say I'm going to switch it back to wrestling. Go ahead, finish your thought, B-Tone.
The thing is with that, it all depends on which division he goes to. Okay, if he goes to welterweight, he's not. They're not going to give him that belt. Carlos Condit is going to kill him.
Yep.
If he goes to welterweight, Chris Weidman will just destroy him. There is no way in hell he's going to go. He's not even going to be in the title picture for at least 3 years. I'm going to tell you that now. If he goes down, he's going to fight one person. He's going to fight somebody way, way down on the totem pole, and he probably will beat them. But if he moves up, the more experience he gets and he goes up that ladder, they're going to kill him.
And think about it for a second. If he goes up that ladder and they start killing him, is he going to stay?
No.
He's going to be gone.
He's going to run right back. He's going to run back to Vince.
Yep. Right back to Vince.
Guaranteed.
And
guaranteed.
Still, and if he comes back to Vince, he still won't be in Event Mania.
No, he won't. You piss Vince off, he's going to do you.
He never deserved it anyway, so I don't know what the fuck is the big deal.
Yeah.
He did. I'm not gonna lie. Like when he was hot, he should have gotten like that main event just for that point. Yeah, but then that's it. You wouldn't have had to like when he was hot. No. It was like if somebody's hot, you got to put him in the main event at Mania. You have to because that's why Daniel Bryan's moment was such a feel good moment for people. That's why because if you had it just Batista winning the title, come on, people would have been throwing everything they had with them, even their own bags, they would have thrown into the freaking ring and said, "This is bullshit."
Let me stop you right there, guys. Like, let me stop you right there, Ralph. Let me stop you right there. I'm gonna tell you why. Daniel Bryan was put in that spot by the IWC. He was not put in that spot by WWE. He was put in that spot
by the IWC.
It was
a and the shareholders too, because a lot of people weren't gonna freaking. A lot of people didn't want to shell out money for Mania if they were gonna get like such a crappy main event like that. And that's what happened this year too, because they knew like they had to freaking earn people's trust again, because they started doing that trick where like, oh, let's put somebody we want, but it's like, it's not going to work out.
And I take
but you got to and you got to understand that some people are fickle too.
But I take
a lot of fans are too damn fickle, and that's why Roman Reigns is not in a main event spot right now because of that.
But I take issue.
Well,
but
he
I
kind
take,
of is in some ways.
But I take issue with that as well because if it was the shareholders who are booking SummerSlam, do you think the fans want to see John Cena in that same spot again? No. No fan worth his grain of salt.
It's one of the big four.
Want to see John Cena back in that spot. You could have... Sheamus is money in the bank. Where is Sheamus?
On the bottom of the totem pole looking like
what the hell did he do other than lick Triple H's asshole?
You just said
get a septum ring, big deal. I have a septum nose ring too. Do I make a big deal out of it? No.
He's your money in the bank winner.
And they ain't done shit with him.
You don't have to wait until next year to put that on the.
You could have given that to Bray Wyatt. You could have given that to Dolph if he was like gonna, you know, if he was gonna get a push again.
I agree.
You should have given that to
Bray Wyatt. I wouldn't give Bray the money in the bank. No, I wouldn't have did that. I would have gave him the title and have him go up. Yes, but I wouldn't give him.
Roman Reigns get it if they were going to turn him heel. That would have been great too.
If they were going to turn
him heel and be that jockey asshole like Batista was, perfect.
That I agree.
Give him the briefcase.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I got you there.
I agree with that one.
I got you there. I agree with you on that. But like I say, I don't think it's because the fans want to see certain people there. Don't nobody want to see John Cena, your World Heavyweight Champion again. Don't nobody want to see that.
They don't want to see Sheamus as champion. I mean, as much as it was kind of crappy how they booked him before, it's like they made us realize why we don't want Sheamus as a champion
there's
at all. Especially that one run he had in 2012.
Answer this question. Who would you rather have as champion right now? Sheamus or Seth Rollins?
I'd rather right now, Seth Rollins if they're going to book it right. I don't want them
The way he's being booked is shit anyways. I'm a big Seth Rollins fan, but he's being booked like shit. So I'd rather have the title against somebody that people give a shit about, which is John Cena.
Okay.
I hope they don't punish him for breaking Cena's nose. It looks like they might just do that. They like to scapegoat shit.
They already have. Now, answer this question for me. Now, if Seth Rollins is all that,
why they got him in something with John Cena to put him back on top. Now, the only time that happens is when John Cena is back on in the big on the big belt is that if the champion sucks balls and he can't draw flies to shit. So they put John Cena up there. Now if there's a lower wrestler, you know they'll never see him again. That's been proven. Now, upper tier guys, they put him in the ring with John Cena. John makes them look good, takes the belt. How long before they ever get that belt again? 3, 4, 5 years later? Except for Randy Orton, because him and Randy Orton had one of the greatest... I have to admit, him and Randy had one of the greatest feuds I've ever seen. One.
Hey, except for Miz, because he never got that bitch again, and they wanted to figure and act like everything was wrong with him and not because of the booking, because, booking Alex Riley in a few is going to make the champion look better, and then people are going to want to see him.
Who?
I agree with that one. I agree with that.
Who?
But if you look at it, who? Why would they put Seth Rollins? And I'll say it again: why would they put Seth Rollins in a program with John Cena, champion versus champion? Why? Right. Are they trying to do how Hogan and Warrior did it in 6?
Because neither superstar is as big as Hogan or Warrior. Neither one.
I think they're trying to inject Cena into the main event. Like, I think it's just the shareholders that are kind of like, you need to put Cena in the main event for this one because you haven't done it in a while and maybe you should. And for the past few years, John Cena's been losing cleanly to people. So, like, I hope that's the case this year, too, because it could do so much for Seth. And, I mean, like, people who lost it, who beat Cena legitimately, they ran with it afterwards, and I hope they do that with Seth, because it would be great if they had him keep it for the whole
year. There's only a handful of people that beat John Cena clean.
Yep.
There's only a handful of people that beat John Cena clean.
Yep.
And we're...
Well...
Can anybody, I'll wait.
Well, the progress is still...
If they had Seth beat him in a tactical sense, too, like Edge used to beat people in a tactical sense, that would be fine, too, as long as they don't book it in a terrible, terrible way. Like, if they do it with interference all over again, I'm just going to be fed up with that, because that's like bullcrap. Why would you have that happen with, like, 5,000 people just running on your match? It's like, how about you just do a small thing, make him like a smart ass. Yeah, like how Edge did, where like he won a cage match by escaping the cage, but nobody interfered. He won a match just by chance. He won another match just, you know, like any little technicalities, but they would win, but it would still look legitimate enough, and then you'd still hate him, and you still want to see somebody kick his ass.
Let me say this. I'm going to go off topic for a second. I love the banter we got going, but I'm going to go off topic for a second. There's a broadcaster by the name of Matt Stryker, and this has got to be one of the luckiest guys in the world. He's done WrestleMania.
Yeah, he's
done Wrestle Kingdom, and now he's doing Triple Mania.
Guess why?
That's amazing.
Guess why he's doing that?
Why?
The man with the Bristol on it, the man with the big hat.
I think I know where you go.
He called Wrestle Kingdom with him, and they put a good word in for him. Jeff put a good word in with down there with AAA and Conan, sorry ass. So they got Matt Stryker doing it. Plus, they ain't nobody else to do it.
I just thought that was an amazing thing for Mr. Matt Stryker. I know he didn't have a lot of fans, but I just thought that was an amazing thing.
I think he got a lot more fans when he took that nifty little picture for that one female that one time.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
Miss Destiny.
hey, don't bring that up because you never know that phone call might come through.
Oh, yeah, shit.
We ain't taking that phone call.
Yeah, and then you see Lightning, and instead of Thor, you see her, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
We ain't taking that phone call. Next question. WWE, do they need to have Sting come in to increase the SummerSlam buzz?
It all depends on what the SummerSlam matches are, in my opinion. But I'd save Sting until Mania, personally. Mm. I'd save him until Mania.
Just keep him on the payroll to Mania.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm sorry that the last time we saw Sting, we saw him get beat.
by politics. Give it up.
Hold on, hold on. We saw him lose to Madness before the politics, though. Magnus, then politics.
So, yeah.
So.
You know. Oh, right, yeah. Magnus, then politics, then Kurt Angle's drunk ass, too. Yeah, I almost forgot that. and Kushima seeing in a match, and then him. No. Wait, Kurt Angle. Never mind. Forget. I even said it. And bad booking decisions in TNA, and then him saying, I want to stay because of my integrity. That kind of makes. I like saying I respect the shit out of him. For being one person, like, he's like The Undertaker. He totally is. But, like, of the WCW side. But, good lord, man.
Really?
The whole thing, no, because, like, back when he was trying to say, no, I didn't trust how I'd be used by Vince, I'm like, you've seen Rick, you've seen the talented people that come from there, they did just fine. Even the Hurricane did just fine for his career. I mean, nobody would have expected much out of him until, like, the Hurricane thing came out, and then, like, wow, he's one of the most over people we have in the show. So it's like, hey, if you're talented and you went there, you got over. You weren't like some idiot who was there to waste time.
Let me ask you guys another question.
Or you wouldn't have to resort to being whatchamacallit, a man whore. I'm looking at you, Buff Bagwell.
Man whore. Man
whore. He learned from man whore. He went to the Eddie Griffin and Deuce Bigelow school of man whoring.
What did you guys think about the Paige appearance on the Stone Cold WWE Network podcast? Did you guys hear?
Oh, I haven't heard it yet.
Okay.
Me? It kind of came off of the day to me because she kind of yapped his ear off a tiny bit about like stuff around the topic, but not sometimes like she did that. But then the rest of the way, I think she realized she was talking too much, and then she was like, okay. She wanted to answer his question after. Like, yeah.
This is going to be the first Stone Cold podcast I'm going to pass.
It's just like,
fact, I don't want to hear her voice. I'm not even going to bother.
It's like, I don't really take Stone Cold's podcast when he has a guest on, unless it's somebody like, if it's somebody who's known for having the gift of gab already, i.e. Paul Heyman, I really don't take it with a grain of salt because he doesn't have...
It was actually good. It was just the thing is, like, I don't know if he was... I didn't... He made a face kind of like when she was saying that, like, she was a big fan of his. And that he kind of made a face like, I don't know if you're kissing my ass or you're being genuinely honest. But it was a good interview. Like, I learned a lot. Like, you kind of learned a lot about her and, like, her family a little bit and stuff.
I'm like, what?
And I know that she doesn't have
her mama's a bitch.
The fact that her mama crazy. The fact that her mama.
Her mama run her mom too damn much.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why Dave Prezant really doesn't put her for Shimmer shows anymore. Or Nation.
I kind of saw her in a new light, though, and I didn't just look at her as a Simon Cowell tough enough, because I was like, yeah,
yes, our
for
boy,
somebody
our,
not to travel,
boy.
If you have to travel at a young age like that, I would kind of be a certain way to be more assertive, too, because it's like, dude, it is a tough-ass business. It's like, she knows that firsthand. I'm like, you're a young lady at the age of 15. You're fucking traveling around, and you're not even, you're not even legal to do any of that stuff in the freaking U.S., and you're like, so that's like, that's a lot of props right there. That's tough as hell.
She beat her mama for a title.
I think that was more of her passing the torch type of thing.
Ultimate put over.
To kind of tell her, you got to live up to a lot of expectations because of
Ultimate
stuff,
put over.
You know?
She fought her mom several times.
That's like The Rock losing the WWF title to the Usos in a tag in a handicap match.
She fought her mama several times. There's something wrong with that family. Urination. It has been renamed to Apollo Crews. And you will see him make his...
Oh, shit.
You will see him make his WBTV debut.
Yep, I'm going to see him.
At NXT TakeOver Brooklyn event on August the 22nd. The inspiration for the name appears to be from fictional boxer Apollo Creed from the Rocky movie. And Crews is the same last name as actor Terry Crews, who has the look of a professional wrestler.
Yeah, but then that means how come Xavier Woods didn't get to take that with him when he went to, unless that was signed off to TNA already, because his thing was kind of like Apollo Creed too. You gotta remember, he was Consequences Creed.
That's true.
I mean, that man had his afro protecting from a concussion by from hitting the ring apron one time. I'll never forget that.
My thing is this, okay? My thing, why the rename? You could have kept him the way he was.
No, it's the whole point of it. So WWE could trademark it, and then nobody else could use it.
Well, he just they can't trademark WWE. Apollo Creed. They can't do that because Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed. Apollo Creed. They're gonna trade.
I know, but they want,
and then they
won't. You know, they want people to draw parallels, though.
Once
they want people to make that connection in their head. That's why.
Yeah,
you gotta remember that.
Once he leaves WWE, he won't be able to use it again, and that's all WWE wants.
I don't know.
They want to own your name.
I don't know.
The only person that got lucky with that shit was.
I don't know about that one.
The Goodfather did it. Godfather, he did it.
Godfather took his name with him.
He took his name with him. Mm-hmm.
Rock took his name.
Yeah. Not that theme song, though, which would have been cool.
That would have been cool if we went to the theme song. That would have been awesome. I just don't like the rename. You know, I just don't. I get it for marketing purposes or whatever. I get that at the end of the day, it's a business. I get that.
I'll just hold off any judgment until I see what he can actually do.
Oh, he can go.
Because I don't want to raise or lower my expectations too much and then, like, be disappointed.
Have you ever seen him wrestle?
No, but in WWE, they should be different from over there than before.
The guy can go. The guy can legitimately go.
Can go.
If any black... Like, if any black wrestler should get a fucking chance, it should be him.
And we'll see what he
but
does.
But it all depends on what Mr. McMahon wants at the end.
Right.
If he wants to...
I hope they don't turn him into another Ezekiel Jackson. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
But I don't think...
I look a little too much like him in that scary thing.
He's got more talent than Ezekiel Jackson. That's the first thing.
He does. He got more talent in a goddamn... In one toe.
Like I said, Iron got a good point. I could care less what they name a wrestler. Just want to see what he can do in the ring. But he's already said he can.
You know what?
But we've already seen him in the ring. What?
I just realized Ezekiel Jackson did suffer from the Ahmed Johnson syndrome. Oh my God.
Yes, he did.
I was waiting for
somebody
to mention
that. Yes, he did. He suffered from the Ahmed Johnson.
I said it back when he was still in the core, like, and people were like, oh, whatever. And, like, because they didn't care either way, but look what happened.
I
was waiting for somebody to bring that up.
I don't like the name. I get it. I understand it. At the end of the day, it's a business. I get it. I understand it. At the end of the day, you have to do what you have to make guys marketable. You have to do what you have to do to put a certain aura around the person where people would want to come see him. I get that. I understand it. But
I think, though, like, Ezekiel Jackson got hit with the worst of it kind of because of Brian Kendrick got in trouble, and probably Brian Kendrick didn't think of other people's careers alongside his that
that's
could
true.
Get screwed up when, with his
true.
With his marijuana habits and
that's
shit.
That's true.
That's RVD.
Because he probably could have been like a, like, because you got to remember, Brian Kendrick is actually starting to be interjected into the main event for SmackDown. And that actually, like, people wanted to see that because I was like, oh, it's a new face over there. Okay. But then he decided to fuck it all up. And then on top of that, go to TNA and then sound even more so like a typical stoner, like mix John Morrison with some marijuana and that's what you have. And then the Jay Silent Bob stereotypes. And then there you go.
RVD.
Oh, that's the worst right there.
Yeah, RVD got it bad too, but at least he doesn't come off as too much like a jackass, except for that one time where he ended up having to give up the titles because of his nonsense. But after that, though, I think he learned his lesson.
But I don't think that the name change, of course, will not affect his ability, or I don't think it will change how he wrestles. So I think he can still be a success. But, you know, just the name change.
If he does well, then, like, it's good. If he doesn't do well, then that kind of sucks.
Just gotta wait till he appears
on WWE TV and see what happens.
Right. It just, you know, I think he'll be successful either way. I just wish he could have, I don't know, done it under, what, I don't know,
better circumstances.
Right, right. So, but we'll leave that alone. We'll see what he does, though, because he's a great, we know he can go. He's a great wrestler. I don't think that's going to change just because he changed his name. Apollo Crews can still be the man.
I want to see him against Pat Mansfield.
I want to see him against Finn Balor.
I want to see him go in the middle of the ring and yank a mic and then just do a, what is it, the Biggie Langston sound effect, and then just say, pop, 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 power. But he do that, and then I'll be happy.
But we've seen,
and then he'll kick somebody's ass.
But we've seen what he can do in the indies. Let's see what he does against some of this top competition. If he does well, a name change is not going to matter. Because we all know, those who watch him, we all know who he is and what he's about. So,
yep. We know what he can do.
Yeah, we know what he can do. Stone Cold Steve Austin is defending Dana White's fake comments.
Oh, shit.
Saying that there is a difference between MMA and WWE. Why is he... To me, he's defending it because he's trying to save face.
Yeah, he is.
Yes. Or maybe it feels bad that Dana White kind of put his foot in his mouth.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, MMA is kind of expensive, and the real thing, sometimes, like, I kind of agree with Double A, sometimes it kind of sometimes feels fixed.
Yeah.
There's times where I kind of get that vibe, and it's like, that could really create some skeptics, whereas you didn't have some in the first place.
I
wouldn't be as cocky as Dana White too much. Like, don't get me wrong, he kind of has it right, but don't get that cocky, because you never know.
I think Ronda Rousey is starting to get some of that same treatment. I really think she is. I mean, you know, right now, she's 16 to 34 seconds. Her longest bout, what, 34 seconds?
Yeah, her longest bout, 34 seconds. They have nobody they can beat her. She's cleaned out her division.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Cyborg has been running her mouth, but she's scared to fight her.
Right.
And until Dana makes that match, he needs to shut the fuck up and make that match. Mm-hmm. Then he can talk all he wants. Until he makes that match, he needs to shut the hell up.
WWE.
The big thing, though, with the UFC pay-per-view prices, though, is just, I think it's the amount of time that goes in, that you see, I mean, for the whole damn pay-per-view, it's like you're paying $20 and the pay-per-view could just really be down to half an hour, and then that's it, your night's over. Unless you go to a bar or something to watch it with some buddies, which
right.
there's one that offers like cheap bass wings, but I mean, that's not enough incentive for me.
Lillian Garcia is going to be back in the WWE 2K series, starting with 2K16. She's coming back to do her ring announcer duties. I am excited for this game. Very, very excited for this game. It's going to be the best WWE has offered in a long, long time. Do I have any gamers on the line with me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a great game.
I'll play from time to time.
Are they going to have the ring setups like they did in 14 with DX and all the Nitro ring skirts and stuff?
Mm-hmm. And plus, you still be able to do your creator venue, too.
I hope they allow people to put their own theme songs again, because like, that's annoying as hell that they didn't allow that.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing where you could customize the wrestler is awesome, because like, how many people were able to customize their Dean Ambrose or their Seth Rollins accordingly, like, probably got happy. I don't have a PS4, so I don't have such luck, but, you know, that's pretty cool.
I had The Rock coming out to the AWO theme song.
I had him coming out to that.
I had Randy Orton coming out to D-Generation X.
Mm-hmm.
And I had
Who was that? I had Shawn Michaels coming out to The Godfather.
There you go. There you go. I created, everybody knows my favorite indie organization is Anarchy Championship Wrestling down in Texas. I created a whole ACW theme, whole ACW ring, created Athena, created Rachel Sutherland, had have those two ladies go at it in 2K15. So, awesome. The game's awesome. 2K16 should be better. I'm not happy about Stone Cold being the guy, though.
Yeah, I know. I would have put Macho on it, just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
I would have put
Macho Man. He's a Macho Man. I would have put all three. Macho Man, Dusty, and Piper on there.
But you can't put Piper. Well, you could. You could. It gave us a release, yeah. So you could. Yeah. Well, you could. Somebody probably photoshopped that, though, and then you could just use that.
Yeah, you could.
It would be so bad if they put, like, maybe who the current champion is, you know? Like, something like that, because that could kind of make it interesting.
Do you want to sell the game, or you want it to sit on the shelf?
Yeah, sure. That's what I was thinking. That's okay. What I was going to say. I was like, I wouldn't mind doing that, but then again, the champion's not going to sell as much, like, the game's not going to sell as much unless people see Austin. That's what got 2K14 kind of off the ground a little bit, because The Rock was on it. I mean, I wasn't happy with it, but I got the reason why.
Yeah.
I think it made sense.
Oh, boy, The Rock. SummerSlam is almost upon us. I have 10 of WWE's SummerSlam's most underrated matches. We can go over them very quickly. I did 10 of them. Number 10, Paige versus AJ Lee.
Trash. Next.
Number 9, Shawn Michaels versus Rick Martel.
Nah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Cricket match. Lions Den match. Ken Shamrock versus Owen Hart.
Garbage. That was shit.
Not even Owen Hart could have saved that shit.
let me ask you guys about Ken Shamrock for a second. Did you guys like Ken Shamrock back in the day, being he was the first MMA guy?
When he was part of the corporation and he was acting stupid? Yeah,
yeah.
He was okay for what he was supposed to do, you know. He was the scary guy,
Yeah, but with Rock, put him to sleep with that chair shot on Raw and told Ron Simmons, if you can get my business, your ass will be next. Oh, that was lovely.
It was.
No, when he went up against the X of the face, he was like, you knew that guy wasn't going to get the damn title. Every one of the fans were cheering DX instead of Shamrock, and it was like, well, because all the Canadian fans were kind of like, yeah, dude, no.
Wasn't Shamrock the guy that forgot, he fought Triple H for the title, and he forgot to kick out?
Yep. it was for the European title. It was for the IC title. My bad. For the IC title.
I forgot the poor guy had like such a boring ass theme song for like the kind of character he was. At least Steve Blackman, you knew what you were getting with him.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris of wrestling.
Pretty much.
He grew his beard at the age of 18. Seconds.
But Shamrock was pretty successful in WWE for as long as he was there. He was an IC champion and tag team champion with a Big Boss Man.
Yeah, he had the IC champ. He was an IC champ, hardcore champ. Mm-hmm. He was hardcore champ too for about 45 seconds.
Yeah, he was one of those people that was like hovering around the hardcore title for a while. Yeah, I remember.
I'm gonna ask a dumb question.
And then he told Ryan Shamrock to slap him in the face on camera.
I'm gonna ask you guys a dumb question. Who was better, him or Brock?
I'm not even gonna answer. I'm not even gonna signify that with an answer.
I wanted to answer, but I'm like, don't even answer. It's an obvious question. It's a rhetorical question. Don't answer.
But back in the day, but don't forget though, I think it was ABC who deemed him World's Most Dangerous Man.
Yeah. ABC named him the world's most dangerous man.
I mean, Goldman looks like a rapist. I get that. No? Okay, great.
But they did do that. They did do that for him, so, you know, he wasn't that bad.
Wait, didn't he get into a fight with somebody sometime, like, a while ago, like a few years ago? Didn't he fight somebody or some shit?
No, he just got knocked his ass. His ass just got knocked out by Kimbo Slice about 3 weeks ago.
No, I mean outside of UFC or wrestling.
And I know he got suspended.
Because when he got into a fight with somebody, like, a while ago, I don't remember.
And for a long while.
Oh, when he was bodyguard, for Snoop?
Yeah.
No. Well, you're talking about some lady got, like, assaulted or some shit, and he got in the way and knocked the guy out, the one that hit the lady.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that was up. Yeah,
that's what happened. I knew there was a lady, and I'm like, did a lady hit him or what?
Lady hit him.
No. He got in the way.
Down on the woman, and he got in somebody's ass.
If you're the world's most dangerous man, I'm sorry. He looks too much like a rapist.
A lot of these guys have lost their titles since then. He's no longer the world's most dangerous man. He might be the world's most drugged up man, but he's not the world's most dangerous man anymore.
See, that makes the world's most dangerous man. That they even keep him around.
Critical sleep, man.
That's bad for UFC that they keep him around because of the fact that he, like, took steroids and he got in trouble for it. It's kind of like, dude, you're going to make it look more fixed, but at the same time, he wasn't wrestling for a certain amount of time. Could be instilled in him, and he just couldn't let that go.
Have you seen him, though?
What was the rest of the list?
The dude was huge. I see in your title match, D'Lo Brown versus Jeff Jarrett.
D'Lo Brown was pretty good back then. Yeah, I'm not going to fuck.
Yeah, back in the day, he was pretty good back in the day. Icy title match.
That guy was never that good. Never.
I don't think he was boring. I think he was a good ass heel.
I think so too.
He wasn't a bad heel. But it wasn't difficult for him to get people to hate him. But, like, whenever he tried to kind of be, like, that person that people liked, it's kind of like, I don't know.
Dude, anytime...
First of all, don't use your wife. Second of all, don't try to talk about TMA. Don't try to talk about you're the king of the mountain. You're not king of any kind of mountain, period. Other than Dixie Carter's breast, because you convinced her to buy the company out of your hands. But,
Dude.
I'm sorry, dude.
Anytime you're known as the walking bobblehead, ain't nothing wrong with you.
No, not really.
He was a walking bobblehead.
D'Lo Brown looks like he can still fuck people up to this day.
He still can.
He might surprise somebody and come out with that chest plate and jump on their ass.
But IC title match, RVD versus RVD versus Chris Benoit.
I miss Benoit. Against Benoit. I miss Benoit's matches. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
Because right now, if Benoit was still here, he would wipe the floor with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Benoit could teach a lot of people to wrestle. I mean, Daniel Bryan is the only person that could kind of do that because he wrestles similarly enough. However, he's not wrestling right now, so he can't really show people the ropes with the, you know, wrestling there.
Has anybody heard?
Why do I say it like that?
Has anybody heard anything about him and Brie retiring from WWE?
That was a rumor.
I don't know if it's rumor, fact, or what. I haven't even defined anything since I saw it that day.
Yeah, me neither.
If I was Daniel Bryan, I might change my moveset a little bit. Because if that happens to you a few times in a row, maybe just like kind of take it easy just a little bit, moveset-wise. Mm. Like, maybe those suicide dives are kind of what do him in, because, like, I always get scared when somebody do that shit, because Lita fucked herself up big time with that.
I miss Lita,
so
too.
It's like, maybe if he refrains from doing that, I think he'd actually be okay.
I miss Lita, too. WWE tag team title match, the Steiner Brothers versus the Heavenly Bodies.
Garbage. Garbage.
Nick. Tatanka and the Smoking Gun versus the Hedge Shrinkers and Bam Bam Bigelow.
Nick?
Okay. I'm gonna correct the ship. Because I know y'all gonna like this.
Bam Bam was a scary son of a bitch.
He was though.
Oh yeah. Those fire tattoos were like, they freaking told you. It's like, I don't want to be.
Now, don't say firebreaker ship versus roadblock or some shit like that.
Roadblock.
That was, I had to throw that in there for Phil.
Oh my god.
I had to throw firebreaker chip in there for Phil.
Oh my goodness. World heavyweight title match, Christian versus Alberto Del Rio.
That was garbage. No, that was pure D trash.
Christian versus Alberto Del Rio for the world title.
World heavyweight title.
I thought
y'all would be happy with that one.
I don't think it was a bad match.
Nobody
cared, but I don't think it was a bad match.
Not me either.
That's why I say it was trash.
All right, number two, 2 out of 3 falls match: The Hart Foundation versus Demolition.
Love that match. That was good.
That was what?
That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
That's when tag team wrestling was real.
Mm-hmm.
Next to Doom and the Road Warriors, but that was good.
Yeah. And my number one match, y'all gonna rate me over the coals for this one, but I just gotta do it because they were my team back in the day. The Rockers and Tito Santana versus the Rougeau Brothers and Rick Martel.
Good night. I gotta go.
Like,
I'm going on that. I'm getting off the line on that one because. Come on.
You don't like the Rock? What?
Come on now,
dude. The Rockers were awesome, and particularly back in those days.
When they were the Midnight Rockers down in AWA, yes, I'll give you that. When they crossed over to WWF, no. Marty Jannetty, he botched so bad when he got to the WWF, it just turned me off. I couldn't stand him.
He's probably high at that point.
I'm still trying to figure out when Christian and Alberto Del Rio went at it for SummerSlam. I'm trying to remember. When was this? What year?
11. And either 11 or 12.
2011? No, that was him in New York.
No. I take that back. It was either... It's not between 9 and 11.
Was 11.
That's one of them. That's what I said, between 9 and 11.
Another set of news, and I don't get this at all. China set to join the cast of UK Big Brother.
Are you stupid?
Why?
Are you bullshitting me? No. Tell me this is bullshit.
It's a true story.
No, that's real. That's real. She's trying to get money.
She's real.
She can't knock her hustle down.
She's trying to do what?
She's getting ready to set to join the cast of UK Big Brother.
Who watches Big Brother again? The Asian lady who hosts it, that's who. That's the only person that watches
I watch it.
And Ariana Grande's annoying ass freaking brother was on there too. Good lord.
Sit there and last as long as he did, I think Shana can win it all.
Mm. And never mind the fact that Jesse from Big Brother was there too. That's how famous he was.
Yeah, that's true.
Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, but I hear he actually panned out in TNA. I didn't watch because I wasn't a fan of TNA after that point.
Right. Bray Wyatt's sister, Mika Rotundo, gets a WWE tryout.
Oh my fucking god! More of that family.
Say what? She gonna play Sister Abigail?
God, that wouldn't be so bad.
I was waiting for that to happen.
Have you seen? Waiting for somebody to be acknowledged as that. It's like, oh, this is the person that taught, that basically made you you. That's kind of an interesting addition to the angle there.
Yeah.
Have you seen her face?
I've like
looking at Bo Dallas, the breath.
You're looking at Mike Rotunda.
It's the creepiest shit you ever seen.
You're looking at a cross between Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham.
Oh, dang.
There you go. That's all it is. You're looking at a cross between Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham.
Good Lord.
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Someone asked me, we talked about Total Divas a little bit earlier.
Oh, shit.
Somebody must be watching it besides me and Surfer. They're getting
me?
Over,
I watch it.
Okay, between me, Surfer, and Rain, because they're getting over a million damn viewers. How are they doing that?
It's a good it's show. On E. What do you expect? It comes on before the Kardashians. What do you think?
It's a good show, man.
So basically,
it's like in Family Guy when they make fun of that one network. It's like, oh, you don't have to watch that.
Nobody said China is a whore in every sense of the word, unfortunately, and respectfully.
He's right.
That's a sex. Is like the legit. There's a legitimate reason kind of behind the whole thing.
That's not going to put a train on her. Magnus is more than a train on her.
Problem. Oh my god, and imagine when they show Big Brother at the Dark in the UK over there. They're going to get some choice footage to see there.
Like I said, Magnus's boys will run in there, run a train on her in the Big Brother house, and call it a day. And they're going to keep it on, because the feed is 24 hours, so yes, you know, everybody's going to see looping over and over and over and over again.
Oh, man. The Rock is heavily promoted in WrestleMania 32 promos. Do you want to see The Rock at the next Mania?
No. Let him cut a couple promos and walk out the door. That's about it. Let him talk about Fast 8 and carry on.
That might be... No, I get a feeling they might even inject him into the Hall of Fame, like, that year. They might try it.
In Dallas?
Unless they do what they've been wanting to do, which is the whole Rocky versus Brock.
No, I don't want to see that.
No, I don't want to see that.
Nobody wants to see that again.
Oh, and real quick,
the first time it sucked.
Oh, and real quick, too.
The first time it was The Rock selling for Brock. Now, it's two big people, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
It sucked.
Yeah.
Even though Rock was going to do the Scorpion King, it still sucked.
I didn't want
to
see that either.
It was mostly The Rock just selling.
Nobody wants to see it.
Nope.
Yeah, but that's what you get. Wait, hold on. You didn't want to see that, but that's what you get from Brock Lesnar every day now. And you enjoy that shit. No.
You don't say that perfect. No.
Brock now, between the Brock that we have now and the Brock we had then, was so much more dangerous than the one we have now.
Right.
He's learned a little bit of something. He learned a little bit of control now. Back then, I would be scared to take an F5 from him because he'd break your neck and cut you in half.
Heck yeah.
Now, after what happened to Taker, I'd still be a little leery of it, but I take it.
Real quick, too, as a China side note, if anybody was wondering if WWE was taking any of her calls,
nope.
WWE has reported they are not taking any of her calls.
Oh, Stephanie's not having that. Who? Please. Tony? Click.
The whole thing about the royalty checks is kind of like, I hope they're not doing that because I would be pretty bad on them and then that'll make them look bad again.
But you have to realize, when it comes to stuff like that, their stockholders are going to be like, okay, we can take a little hit from that. Don't pay that bitch no mind. Don't give her shit. Let her run her mouth. We know we've got the lawyers that are going to make her, like, look, you dumb bitch, you did this, this, and this, made us look bad. We ain't have to pay you shit. Carry on smartly.
One last little piece of news. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, true. Even Punk knew to, like, bite his tongue until, like, he got everything.
Exactly.
Now, that's one thing I have to give CM Pussy Boy. I got to give him his credit for that. He didn't say shit until after he got his money. Then he ran his mouth.
I got a bone to pick with that.
What?
I don't think he's 100% like that. However, if you go up and down the indies, whereas you have to kind of like, and basically all your life, you kind of have to be a dick to people, like, just to make sure that people don't walk all over you. I mean, I'd be the same way, too. I mean, and when it comes to wrestling, forget it. You kind of have to be a dick.
True. So it's not even like, though, you can ask anybody in ROH will tell you, CM Punk is cool as hell. But when he got to the E, and he figured out he's fucking with the king himself, he had to become a dick. Now, he's the biggest dick in professional wrestling. Nobody wants to fuck with him.
Yeah, but that's because they did kind of screw him a few times and stuff, and it's kind of like, after a while, if I go to work and I get burned enough times, I'm not going to like being there. I'm going to voice my, well, I'm not going to 100% do that, because that's a smart thing, but I'm not going to be 100% happy. It's just, it depends on, you know, if you're the type to kind of keep that in there and then just do stuff, so that way you don't have a bad rapport on your way, you know, on your way out, or you just like open your mouth and then you still get fired. You know,
that's
like
just
that,
thing
like,
you don't do. I agree with you, Ralphie. But the thing is, with him, he had to run his mouth before his contract ended up.
Right.
Now, he would have shut his mouth and did what he had to do, let the contract run out, then blow his top, fine. Right. But he had to run his mouth in the locker room, tell everybody Vince is a dickhead and he's all fucked up. This is this and this is that. You don't do that. Especially fucking with Vince McMahon. You know what's going to happen.
Yep.
You open your mouth and fuck yourself. Okay, I'm just going to continue to fucking make it deeper and take your money from you. That's Vince.
Real quick.
Ask the Warrior. He knows.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he knew. I took the back.
He knew. Real quick, too. Council Community Spotlight Story. You guys remember Jerry Lynn?
Who?
Do you guys remember Jerry Lynn?
Yeah.
He has a GoFundMe page to help pay for surgeries, major surgeries to his neck and his back. On the 6th of August, he had 3 degenerative discs in his neck replaced, his vertebrae fused, and bone spurs removed as well. He still needs his medical insurance. It's a $5,000 deductible. So they came up with a GoFundMe page, and if I can get that, I'll post it in the chat. Looking to raise $15,000, with any extra money raised going to the charitable organization Nashville Rescue Mission, which offers food, clothing, and shelter to those in need. So Jerry Lynn has also been reported as one of the nicest guys in the business. So if I can find that information out for you, I'll give it in the chat real quick. And I remember Jerry Lynn. He did one of the some of his best matches came against Lance Storm, Rob Van Dam,
Mr. JL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're somebody of that level, who's like that hard of a worker, and then ROH people kind of like wanted to work, like, you know, they people liked him over there. So like, you know, I hope that does work out for him, because like he is one of those like really good people in wrestling that people have nothing but good things to say about him.
Yeah, he is one of the nice guys. He had some good matches with the kid too. With Sean Waltman, they had some good ones too.
Yeah,
ECW, he was ECW. Yeah, him and Justin Credible had a couple good ones. Mm-hmm. He was one of the good ones. He's still one of the good ones.
He had a good case of Murphy's Law happen to him in that match with RVD though. That's crazy how like you come close to the mat. You kind of like it moves out of the way for you to hit your head, and then afterwards it goes right back. It's like, what? That's the weirdest thing ever. Yeah.
After Monday,
things like that make me glad I'm not a wrestler.
WWE Network, Aaron Undertaker versus Lesnar special after Raw. They're going to be doing. There's going to be a special dedicated to the SummerSlam main event of Undertaker versus Brock. Scheduled to start at 11:06 Eastern or whenever Raw ends, and it'll run for about 30 minutes. So, it'll be clips probably of their past matches going back to their feud in 2002 and 2003, as well as the infamous WrestleMania 30 match. where Lesnar ended Taker's streak.
But if you remember correctly, Brock Lesnar always handed Undertaker's ass. So what the hell are they going to show? Ass whooping after ass whooping after ass whooping?
There was one match he did that was a no contest.
Brock Lesnar whooped his ass in the Hell in a Cell. Brock Lesnar whooped his ass in, I believe, the first match, and then he beat him at WrestleMania.
The first match was a no contest, I think, because I think Undertaker knocked Brock through like one of the letters in the stage, and then that was it.
What do you
or some shit like that?
Right. What are you guys thinking of this Arrow guest starring on WWE Raw next week? Steven.
Oh, the whole Stardust.
I'm fine with it because it's like a good cross promotion there.
Yeah, they gotta give Cody something to do since his daddy died, and you know he's gotta get back into it, so he needs something to do.
Yeah, hasn't really done a whole lot since then, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They gotta. It's crap, but you gotta give something, Cody. You gotta give Cody something to do.
Right.
And I'm sure his wife gets weirded out by him every time, like she's in the ring with him.
Oh, that bitch is fine. I don't give a damn what anybody say. Cody's wife is fine.
I can tell she's like wants to laugh because it's like he does like some really like goofy shit, and then it's like you know they had a probably a laugh afterwards, and it's like a
no.
She seems like a
she
very very
nice lady. She probably doesn't go home with her, and she knows what the hell he's about to do. Mm-hmm. It is funny as hell.
WWE legend Jimmy Superfly Snuka is battling
the murderer.
Damn.
He did it.
Wait, Jimmy Snuka, what? What happened?
Damn, that's just, ooh.
Fuck him. Fuck his daughter. I mean, his son. That's a boy.
He had a piece of crap son, too. You gotta remember.
You can't say that about Tina.
And yes,
Lady Tapa's a different story. She does look like the Barbarian from head to toe. Come on, you can't say that.
Oh, and real quick, Iron in the chat. He found a GoFundMe page. www.gofundme.com/helpJerryLynn. He went over his goal, $18,100. So he went over his goal. But if you guys do want to donate to that, www.gofundme.com/helpJerryLynn. Because that's where you can actually donate to the cause. Now I'm looking at the page now. It also shows how much you donate as well. So
Jericho did drop 5 G's on there, did he?
Huh?
It said Jericho dropped 5 G's on there.
Good lord.
So what happened with that Jimmy Snuka? I wanted to kind of hear what was going on with that.
Yeah, he right now he's battling stomach cancer.
He killed someone else.
He's battling stomach cancer.
Oh.
Stomach cancer? Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's battling stomach cancer right now.
At least it wasn't head trauma.
So.
Oh, my God, yeah. All those bumps he's taken in the past.
No, the coconut shot from Piper. That's fucked up.
Man.
Oh, Lord. Not only that.
It kind of looked like Jimmy Snuka just like, okay, now I got to push this over. Hold on.
No. Not only the coconut thing. It was the lady that he married you there went through. He said, she fell and hit her head. You sure? Yeah. She fell on her own. I didn't do shit.
Motherfucker,
you know you did it.
I'm sorry. I am so.
Just so disrespectful for you to say something like
that.
I knew it was coming sooner or later.
Just wrong.
I almost forgot all about that.
Oh my gosh. I had to do it.
I have no respect. I'm sorry. For him, no. Hell no.
For that one shot.
The what?
For that one shot.
he took someone's life.
Can't nobody prove it, though.
Can't nobody prove it, though.
Yeah,
man.
It's so, listen, I have, and I don't know if it was like last year or the year before, that they reopened the case because the kids of the lady, they know it was him. And they want to prove it.
Prove it, though.
Man, you know, back in the days, man, if he would have done that tonight, he would have gotten caught quick.
Oh, yeah, he would have fucked quickly. But they can't prove it, though.
But
it's just his word against it's their word against his. Mm-hmm. And they never brought charges against him, so, and the statute of limitations up anyway, so.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
They can't do that.
I just hope he gets over it real soon, gets back healthy.
Yeah.
We lost too many, man.
Yeah, that would, and what, and what, 6 week touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
In 6 weeks, we've lost
a lot of icons from a good deal of icons from the '80s are gone. So pretty soon, like our kids will probably go watch wrestling. And they won't even know half of these people because it's like they're gone now. Yep, it's the crazy part.
Real quick before we get on out here for the night, I got to say this because I wanted to go ahead real quick. There's been a couple of changes in the NXT show, NXT Brooklyn Takeover. It looks like it's going to be Bayley facing Becky Lynch on next week's episode, with the winner going on to face the NXT champion, Sasha Banks. Man, if Becky wins, do you think she's still going to be part of PGB?
Yeah.
See, yeah, Bayley is winning this. Bayley's winning this, and she's taking the title from Sasha.
See, I can't see Bayley winning it, though. Those, I dream of Genie ears just like. Look, if you were telling me
Bayley's kind of interesting because of the fact that like she kind of like has this like kiddish persona, and then her face.
It's Emma's little sister.
If you were gonna tell me that
she's whose little sister,
John Cena's, I just thought that it would be so cool.
At least John Cena doesn't have a wonky face. At worst, he looks like Frankenstein, but that doesn't hurt him either.
If you were telling me that Bayley was turning heel, I'll be there with you all day long. But
the fans love her. Why are we turning heel?
I know the fans love her, man. I didn't say crazy about her.
I could see her turning into like a psychotic chick.
Yeah.
But then again, that's too many. That is such a common thing I noticed. Like a lot of females, like when they turn heel, they have to be psychotic. They can't just be.
They don't have to be.
Because ain't nobody doing it now.
Exactly.
I mean,
it's just that they do that a lot. Like, I mean, it's very. I mean, Naomi had to kind of come off as a little psychotic in her initial heel turn. And Sasha Banks, at least, is not like acting that way, nor is Tamina, thankfully.
The only one who did it was Alicia Fox.
It took a while before they started doing. They kind of stopped doing that in terms of like the main shows.
But the only one that was doing it,
Sasha, really was like that from jump. So,
and the only one who really did it on the main roster was Alicia Fox.
Damn, got 5-0 on this shit.
Oh man!
Alicia Fox hit the notes of like a ratchet chick all the way.
I'm not.
That made me question what Wade Barrett saw in her. Just saying. Oh, shit.
Let's not get on that.
I hit her with the Barrett Barrage. I'm a bare-knuckle boxer.
Let that go.
Oh, my goodness.
Just leave it where it is.
And that forehead is, like, powerful shit.
It looks
Look, Mr. Botchamania is about to get hurt again, so he can be on the sidelines. She can go suck his dick and kiss his ass somewhere. Let's not talk about him now, okay?
It looks to
be... Who's Mr. Botchamania again?
No, no.
Yeah. Who's Mr. Botchamania? Because I know it changes from time to time.
Nah, man. Is this the same person?
Who is it? Wait, that? Was that who he's talking about?
Sin Cara.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
Sin Cara?
We're not, yeah. No, that's Mr. Botchamania.
Sin Cara, Sin Cara's no longer Mr. Botchamania, especially compared to before, because now you got somebody who could actually fucking do it in the fucking mask, as compared to some idiot who thought, oh, my matches are real, and I'm going to talk all this crap, and I'm going to dye bleach blonde my hair, and then I'm going to think that people are going to care for me because of the fact that, that I had the mask for such a long time. It's like, dude, you're not... I'm sorry.
You're not...
I mean, Lucha Dragons is the saving grace of St. Carlos' character. It really was, because if not for that, I think it would have been dead in the water, because Triple H would have had to say, well, this is a failure.
Right. Alright, real...
Oh, my God. Triple H is lucky that people even chant that Lucha stuff, because if they didn't, oh, my God. Terrible.
Oh my goodness, I'm reading up. Okay, very quickly, let me go over to the network shows very quickly. Then we get final thoughts, then we'll roll out of here. You can catch The Rant every Tuesday at 8 p.m. with Double A and Tony C. Check those guys out. They'll get you ready for the week, the rest of the week in wrestling, past Monday Night Raw. Then, every Tuesday at 11 p.m. at Freaks and Effing Geeks, going over all the news stories and racism in the world. Did I say that? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Going over every news story and every bit of racism that they can find going on in the world right now. Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live every Friday at 9 p.m. Every Saturday at 11 p.m. The Wrestling Call-In Show live every Sunday at 5 p.m., Mr. What Are You Reading the Comic Book Show with Surfer, who didn't call tonight. He's probably out watching Fantastic Four.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh, man.
I heard that movie wasn't so good.
I saw that movie, and it was trash.
It was.
That's not good, because the director's distancing himself, and I'm like, if you put that out there, dude, I'm sorry. You don't have the right to walk away from it and say it's not your fault. But at the same time, if Fox freaked out, or if he freaked out because Beavis' initial reaction to a good amount of the things, then he should have kept going the way he was going to go, if that's him. Because I heard there was a change or two made to the overall story, and that's like, don't do that unless... Don't freak out with people's reactions, because that's a bad thing. Like, if you go one way...
You know what I also saw? I saw DBZ Resurrection on the TV.
What?
Yeah. The one with Frieza when she turns gold and shit.
Oh, okay.
The movie y'all should go see doesn't come out until Friday next week.
What's that?
Go see Straight Outta Compton. You need to see it. I'm a web IC. The reason why I'm plugging that... I'm a West Coast boy just like you all, Will.
Yes.
You need to go support the boys. Come on now. That's NWA right there. That's what I grew up on. I don't know about the rest of y'all. That's some of the stuff I grew up on. So y'all need to go check that out. I saw a preview on
the last on the commercials they're omitting some people?
Huh?
Notice on the commercials for that, they're omitting some of the other NWA members? No DJ Yella, Ren.
Ren and Yella? Oh, yeah. They know that they was cool with it. At first they weren't cool with it, then they thought about it and they're like, okay, we didn't, because at first everybody focused on Easy, Dre and Cube. Then those then Ren and Yellow came in, they was like, okay, we thought it was fucked up. But when F. Derrick Gray and them talked to him and said, this is why we did it, they're like, oh, okay, that's cool. Now when they seen them, like, now I understand why you did that. Because everybody knows Cube wrote everything. Right. Cuban Ren wrote everything,
right.
And it shows that in the movie.
Right. Okay.
It shows that the trailers are focusing on all of them, but they're focusing on Dre, Cube, and Easy. But if there's something wrong, if you go into the movie, it shows, it talks about everybody. It shows how everybody came into the group, why the group did what they did. It's smooth. Y'all better, you gotta see it.
Yeah, if you watch enough of the, like, documentaries, you would, like, it would go, I think it would go into a lot of stuff that people who didn't watch documentaries, like rap documentaries, would have missed. Mm. Like that information, like, to those of us who know enough about rap, and yes, I am a fan of rap, believe it or not, those of us that do know a lot about it would know, like, details like that. A lot of people wouldn't, and it's like that shit existed back in the day, but whereas, like, other people won't, people shit. So it's like, yeah. But it wasn't, that wasn't in a bad way, because it actually made sense of it. It didn't look like it was for somebody else.
All right.
Looking at you, Beyonce.
Real quick, let's go ahead and get final thoughts and opinions on anything you want to talk about tonight. Topics on the show, whatever you got in your mind, if we close on out of here. Ralph, we'll give the floor to you. Any final thoughts?
I just watched the thing in the week of, like, the Roddy Piper, Mean Gene, and Paul Orndorff thing where, like, they were having a story at, like, it looked like dinner, but I think it was at breakfast. Like, that's a good one. I recommend people go see it. And I was halfway through watching the first episode of Dragon Ball Super. I never fully got around to it, but it looked very, very interesting. And I hope they do introduce elements of GT in there, because the concepts of some of the stuff in GT, they should keep it, mm-hmm. keep them, but no. They should do it a little bit differently. Like the Super 17 stuff, you could go without that.
But they completely said that their GT has no connection to.
No, I mean, like, take some of the elements from that and put that in there. Like, maybe you could kind of do that, just, you know, work that a little bit better. And for the, they should put the Shadow Dragons in there for sure, because I think the Dragon Ball should have a kind of consequence to using them so much. Because otherwise, that would just look like the series is kind of broken plot wise. Because it's like, oh, there's no real consequence to the action.
I understand what they did. Because you did one show and then someone else come over and then they make their own type of shit. So it's like, the first creator is like, okay, we did all of this, and then you fuck it up with your GT shit.
Your
shit doesn't exist anymore.
Well, you know, Toriyama, he actually gave permission for them to use the new GT using these characters. Yep. So,
and you gotta remember, the last two story arcs of GT were because they're releasing that PlayStation 1 game. But like, some of the stuff, like, they can run with that if they want to. Like, it's up to them. They should take some of that, like the dragons for sure, and that Goku Jr. movie, I don't care what anybody else says, it is awesome. Like, you can watch that and you can enjoy it. It's got the feel of Dragon Ball all over again. So I would recommend people watch that too.
Alright, Randy, what'd you get to finish this up for tonight, my friend?
I don't know. Today I don't have much. Just want to get through people's head about the whole AJ thing. She wasn't that good. That's all. Look at the matches, and you understand what I'm saying. And Arriba with EC3.
Give Eva.
I thought I was going to EC3. How about that?
Give Eza.
That means in Spanish, fuck EC3.
Give.
There you go. Learn some Spanish.
Give Eva.
It's a how or
a chance.
Yeah. You know.
According to Randy, we all need to give Eva a chance. Give her a chance.
Exactly. Let's go, Eva.
Let me roll over to.
She needs to get her training wheels off first before she goes in to do anything, because I don't want her to freaking drop anybody on their freaking heads.
There you go.
Or do worse, or do a Goldberg type of thing, because I have a feeling if she's one of these, it's going to be like the Antichrist of anything good, and I don't want that.
Let me roll over to my illustrious co-host as we finish on up. Big Tone, what you got, man?
Okay, good. Gentlemen, I have to apologize for being late this evening. I apologize for that. Like I said, I had to take some family business. I won't let that happen again. If I do, I'll call ahead.
Cool.
And two, fuck Goldberg, fuck Goldberg, fuck Goldberg. And three, fuck Santana Garrett. She needs to go promote herself.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir. I want to thank everybody in the chat room tonight. All you, oh, there she is. Is that my girl? I heard it in the background. I want to say thank you to everybody in the chat room. Thank you for all you callers tonight. I do appreciate you guys. We'll do this once again next week. Same time, same station. Thank you, everybody. And I'll see you guys next week. Take care.
I'm Batman.
Fuck you, Superfly.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.